Hello and welcome. It's our number one of our radio program. And we go thumbs up, thumbs down. Can the Nets overcome Kyrie Irving's injury compounded with James Harden's problems? He's out as well with hamstring problems. We examine that and also how life changes very rapidly in the NBA postseason, and a whole lot more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, our number one. The New Jersey / Brooklyn / New York, they've been everywhere over the years in the tri-state area, feeling blue. Welcome in the beginning of yet another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we bloviate the overnight hours away, emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box. Hope all is well with you. We are back at it again. And a full weekend of NBA playoff activity. Bad news for the Trolls. Not a lot of red meat for you. The Clippers won. I know you guys love when the Clippers lose. You wait for it. You look forward to it with bated breath. That didn't happen. But we're not going to start here. I could come in here and be some kind of hack and do a Clipper monologue. I'm not going to do that. It's old news. That's on Saturday. And the Clippers will win again coming up here, and then it'll be even up. And then don't worry. I will not avoid that story. I will do the full monologue treatment. But our lead this hour coming from the NBA. But we're going to start in the Eastern Conference. I think that's the story here. The Nets, everyone's pick. Anybody who's anybody taking Brooklyn to get to the NBA Finals. The Nets looking to take a chokehold, a 3-1 lead over the Bucks in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And all they had to do was win a game Sunday afternoon in the land of the cheese curds. And how did that turn out? If you watched it, if you had stuff going on, maybe you missed it. Maybe you saw the score in passing. Maybe you didn't. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points, 12 rebounds, and the Bucks storming from 11 points down to win the game 107-96. And presto, just like that, the Bucks, who were roadkill, literally. They were down. They lost a game that they trailed at one point by almost 50 points in Brooklyn. They weren't even trying in that particular game. And here we are, squared up 2-2. But as is often the case, the better story is in the losing locker room. Specifically, don't bury the lead, my man. Don't bury the lead. Specifically, the performance of one Kyrie Irving. That's the headliner right there. Kyrie Irving goes down. Down goes Kyrie. And down go the Nets. And Kyrie Irving playing 17 minutes and 17 seconds of game action. He had 11 points and 5 total rebounds, couple of assists, a foul, a steal, and 2 turnovers. And see ya. Out of there. Now, the play that Kyrie got injured on, it was involving Antetokounmpo, who moved towards Kyrie Irving. The Nets guard was going up, trying to lay the ball in. This was at the 5:52 mark in the second quarter. If you saw it, you know that it was ugly. These are bad-looking things. I don't like to look at these things. I don't, and we see this in football. You know, this was not a compound fracture, but it was awkward. It was a limb pointing a direction a limb is not supposed to be pointing in, which if you're squeamish, well, that's not what you want. That's not what you want at all. Anyway, so Antetokounmpo moving over, Irving comes down and lands on the foot of the Greek freak. And he actually does have feet. Even though he plays for the Deer, he does have feet. And so Irving lands on the foot there, and the ankle is twisted horrifically. You can close your eyes and imagine what that looked like. And Irving went down. He goes down on the floor. He's grimace, like he's one of the McDonald's Land characters, grimace. And he had that. Well, actually, this is worse than grimace from the McDonald's Land characters. And he was in agony, and not ecstasy. He was in agony, and he pounded the floor in anger. All right, so let us discuss. Are you going to go thumbs up or thumbs down whether or not the Nets can overcome not only the Kyrie Irving injury, but also the James Harden hammy. All right, so I'm going to go two thumbs down on this. I'm going two thumbs down on Brooklyn overcoming this. I've got my thoughts on this. You've got fashion accessories, physicality, and big spoon. And we will combine all of these things together. So, Kyrie Irving's ankle is the only thing worth talking about in this game. People get upset. They say, why do you talk about the loser so much? That's the story. That's the story here in this particular matchup in particular. And this is going to be the moment that swings the pendulum in this series. Otherwise, we were headed towards a gentleman's sweep where the Nets, they won a couple games in blowout fashion. They came back, go to Wisconsin, they lose a game, then they come back, win the next two. That's a gentleman's sweep, right? You allow the other team to win a game, but you end up winning in five games. That's not what's going to happen. Obviously, now it's 2-2, but the pendulum is in the direction of Milwaukee. And while x-rays were negative, x-rays on Kyrie Irving's right ankle were negative, the belief that he's out for the rest of this series is positive. So even though it was negative, the x-rays, the belief is it's unlikely that Kyrie is going to get out there and play in another game in this series. Now, they'll give him all kinds of drugs, all kinds of goodies, all that stuff, and see what happens. You know, they'll shoot him with some, you know, put some needles in that and rub some goo on it, just like they rub it on the baseballs these days, and get some voodoo. And they'll take Kyrie to the ends of the flat earth to try to find something to fix him. So here's the deal. Listen, Irving was spotted leaving the arena in Milwaukee, and he had some new fashion accessories. And did you see what those fashion accessories were? They're in vogue on the catwalk. He had crutches and a walking boot as he was leaving the arena. He's a fashionista, that Kyrie Irving. So unless he's putting on an act and the Nets are really selling it and they're really going over the top here, then they are much closer to popping up out of the toaster because they're done, right out of the toaster just like that. His ankle was almost parallel to the floor. Just to go back to the injury. He was almost parallel to the floor. We're talking about a 90-degree angle here for the ankle. And those that were in the arena, in the gymnasium, thought he had broken it. The initial thought was, he broke it. And he obviously did not break it, at least if we're getting the honest truth here from the x-rays. But even if it's a bruise, a major bruise, if you go to WebMD.com, where I get all my medical information, if you go check that out, then you will see that a bruise, you can be out weeks with a bad bruise, like a really bad bruise. You're going to be out for a long time. All right, now part B of this, some Brooklyn blowhards, they have determined that we need to blame someone for this tough break, for Kyrie going down, and they already have figured it out. This happened almost immediately. If you play the blame game, if you're not hurt, who are they pointing the finger at? You know, Kyrie injures his ankle. It happens all the time in basketball. Guys get hurt. And on this one, the finger is being squarely pointed at Giannis Antetokounmpo, that he is responsible. It is his fault. They're now saying he's dirty, dirty, dirty. He's a dirty dog, that Antetokounmpo. And I am shaking my head no on this one. I do not believe that Antetokounmpo is dirty. Certainly not because of this play. Now, you could argue there's some other things that have happened over the years in the full body of work. There's something there. But let me tell you why, right? If you watch, and I obviously can't show it to you. We're on an audio platform. We're not on a video platform. But because Antetokounmpo moved towards Irving, and Irving was trying to lay the ball into the basket, because of that movement, people say, well, he's dirty. Keep in mind, though, that there was no foul call. The reason there's this furor directed at the Greek Freak is because of television's Jalen Rose. That's why. If you're watching the TV broadcast, Jalen Rose, I don't know, he used to play, I guess. I don't know. He's on TV for some reason. He wears funny glasses. Anyway, Jalen.
Never heard of him.
Well, you don't watch TV. Jalen Rose complained that the NBA should give him a flagrant foul retroactively. They should, like, retroactively go back and hand him a flagrant foul for not moving out from underneath Kyrie Irving, which is a cardinal sin. A cardinal sin in the NBA. I say that's horse crap is what I say. That's my response to that. It's more of the cotton candy approach of the NBA. And listen, the NBA, and there's something that happened in the Suns game with the Nuggets, with Nikola Jokic being kicked out, where it's just, this is the way the NBA operates. You know, it's a soft league. Well, okay, that the people in charge of the NBA, the players all complain that they don't like it, and then the league does it. They do it because they are at the mercy of the social media algorithms. I'm convinced of that. They are so afraid. They're so afraid. The algorithms are not going to like us. We got to do this, that, and the other thing. But as far as this particular incident, right, and the reason it's fertilizer, it is not a dirty play. Giannis was getting into position for a potential rebound. It's a hard-nosed basketball play. In the olden days, they just called that rebounding. They just called it rebound. Now, oh my God, I can't believe Giannis is actually trying to get a rebound, just not assuming the basket's going to go in. He's a star. He's a multi-time MVP. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with this guy? And then you think of the physicality, right? Not assuming the ball was going to go into the basket. And now the Greek Freak is being persecuted, again, by the bots and the trolls and the losers. And while it's a tough break for Kyrie Irving, there's no fall guy. Everyone's got to have a fall guy. But when you go up around the rim, there is always a chance, maybe it's a small chance, but there's always a chance of something like this happening. Always a chance. It's an occupational hazard is what it is when you're a basketball player. It's an occupational hazard. Anytime someone gets injured, the cavalry is activated, and it's time to play the blame game. In this case, nobody to blame. Kills the game. No fun. Not fun to play the blame game when you got no one to blame. Not right. And so that's the fork in the road we're at. And I guess the way to solve this, to have players not get hurt when they go around the basket, would be to outlaw rebounding, which would be a strong position to say you cannot box out because there's a chance while you're boxing out, a star player might fall on your foot and injure himself. So therefore, when anytime a player goes up to shoot, you run back the other way. No rebounding. Just let the ball bouncy, bouncy, bouncy out of bounds. Just like that. That's it. There you go. And everyone gets a scoop of ice cream, and everyone's happy. Cookie dough ice cream, and everyone's excited and all that stuff. All right, last word here. So if you're holding a betting slip, if you're holding a betting slip with the Nets on it to win the championship at this point, barring James Harden running back through that door, which it does not sound is going to happen, or Kyrie Irving being misdiagnosed with a major bruise situation, sprained ankle, then listen, you're hallucinating. If you think you're going to be able to cash that ticket with both Harden and Irving out, Captain Obvious checking in from parts unknown, Captain Obvious. But if you look at it, for the foreseeable future here, if these guys are out, Kevin Durant, he can get out a giant, and I'm talking a really big spoon. I'm talking a big old spoon, and have some breakfast here, snap, crackle, pop. And he can do that. And he's had this meal before. Remember how it ended with Golden State? Toronto wins in large part because Klay Thompson went belly up. Is Brooklyn going to give up? No, they're not going to give up. That's not going to happen. Of course not. Regardless, the facts, you know, facts are facts. And the Nets were driving down Rodeo Drive. They could buy everything when they had the Three Musketeers of KD, Kyrie, and Harden. They didn't have to show up and play together in the regular season. It didn't matter. As long as they were there for the playoffs, that's all that mattered. Well, they're not there. And somehow, because of this, they've made a wrong turn, and now they're camped out on the hardscrabble streets far away from Rodeo. They're far, far away from Rodeo Drive. And so that's the rub on the Brooklyn Nets at this particular point. Now, if James Harden comes back, this is a different situation, but the Mather scale of panic for Brooklyn right now is at a 9. I am at a 9 in this moment, based on the information I have at this time. I am at a 9 on the Brooklyn Nets. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll open up the phone lines. You can join the festivities here at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, that's at Ben Maller. You can join the festivities, be part of the fun. So what is the thing... what is the thing that many NBA executives were having ulcers about? All right, what is the thing that was causing NBA executives to have ulcers? I will tell you. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly, on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
I feel like smoking some Mary Jane right now.
I do not remember saying that. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, literally in the studio.
No.
It's Ben Maller.
That's not true, Eddie.
I saw you.
No, that's a lie. You're lying, Eddie.
I'll never go there again. If you want and send it out.
Eddie,
prove you're lying.
I am much, much too important to ever go to that studio ever again. I would never be caught dead in that studio. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on.
It was a hologram I just saw?
Listen, I have doppelganger. There's a lot of lookalikes. You know, I'm a good-looking man. There's a lot of Maller lookalikes out there. It's a big problem in society, Eddie. It's a big problem.
I don't have to worry about any gremlins. If something goes wrong with you, something goes wrong with me.
Gremlins right there. There were gremlins that popped up.
You just turned your mic off.
No, I didn't turn my mic off. I'm a professional. I would never turn. Never stop doing that. How dare you? Come on, Eddie. What's wrong with you? Welcome back.
I feel like we should have some sort of a celebration.
That's fake news, Garcia. Come on.
Are you not supposed to be here or something?
Are you breaking the law? I don't know. I got here. It took like 45 minutes to read all the code to get in the building. There's a bunch of things you have to do. I cut a finger off to get in here. I think that's paragraph 13 in the rules to get in the iHeart building.
It's like you and Ronnie Lott now.
Man.
And I'm glad all of us are following protocol right now.
Yeah, we're all in. We're in different rooms.
I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna wear a mask while I'm in a room by myself.
That's good to know that they've updated the place, though. I like what they've done with it. Looks good, you know. So, same carpet, same stains on the wall. So that's good. Not that I'm complaining.
Got an ATV in there.
Yeah, it was blocking my view, though. How long will that TV be in here? Do we know how long that TV's going to be?
A long time.
A long time?
Yeah.
So you think it realizes the TV's here? Probably not. Once they realize there's an extra TV, that will be gone. See you later. All right. Inca Terra writes in from New York. He says, as a perpetual student at Maller University, I need some clarification. What is the difference between pendulum swings and momentum? Signed, confused. Inca Terra. Well, that's very simple. See, a pendulum is actually something you can physically see, right? You can physically see it. It's a weight that is hung from a fixed location, a fixed point, and it swings back and forth, right? It's like the scales of justice is real. That's a real thing. You can see the scales. The pendulum is motion. Right? You know, the pendulum is a point of mass suspended freely with the help of a string of negligible mass. And momentum, while momentum is real, in sports, it is not real. Right? In sports, it's not real. Otherwise, and you know this, Inca Terra, and you're just trying to punch my buttons, and I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going to fall for your little games here, Inca Terra. But momentum in sports, if there was such a thing as momentum, then Utah Jazz would not have lost to the Clippers because For example, the Jazz had won both games. They had all the momentum. Why would they give up? You know, we had Uncle Mo call from Brooklyn last week. Mo, he's an uncle. Uncle Mo. That's real. Uncle Mo's real. But momentum in sports? Brooklyn was up 2-0. Why would they not win the next two? They had all the momentum. Why would they give that up? Why didn't they keep the momentum? Why did they give it away? Did they sell it? Does momentum have a price? Can you pay for momentum? How much does it cost? Is it on Amazon? Can I buy momentum on Amazon? Can I get it delivered the same day? It doesn't exist. Pendulum, you can buy a pendulum. It does exist. I hope that explains it. Who else do we have? Mr. Luciano from LA says, B-plus monologue, the Nets will lose the series 3-4. I think it's actually 4-3 if they were to lose the series. The other team would win 4. But anyway, the Bucks versus 76ers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. Well, that's a bold statement, Mr. Luciano. The Russian kid from parts unknown driving his truck all over God's green earth says, A++, Ben, someone get Kyrie milk. I believe KD going to join the Suns next week. That means Steve Nash and Jason Kidd about to suit up and play point guard. He says, oh, yeah, F. Altuve, F. Altuve, which is really the proper way to sign off on any message you send to the show. Altuve! F. Altuve! Altuve. Everybody. Yeah, all right. Just Josh, and he's one of the great Cincinnati bros. He writes, in says, a superb losing locker room, Baba Ganoush, to get things started. Tonight, the Bucks only need to do three things to beat the Nets. You have to get past the flat line, the thin line, and the waistline. Ba-dum-bump. There you go. Calvin in Davenport says, Ben is salivating over Kyrie Irving getting injured, but forgets Paul George playing ability is permanently injured during the playoffs. Let's again, that's an outdated take, Calvin. That tells me you're an uneducated NBA fan, because if you saw the game on Saturday, even if you're blind, Calvin, and you could hear the game, that was poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Bottle that and sell it. For Paul George, playoff pay, 31 glorious points, 31 glorious points, and he shot efficient. He didn't take 50 shots to get there. He shot 50% from the floor. So make your little Paul George jokes. But you, Calvin, if you're going to make the jokes, at least wait until he has a bad game. He had a great game. Ted writes, and he says, A-plus monologue, Ben, is it just me or is there an injury every freaking game? It's unbelievable. I am totally the things were better back in my day guy, and for a reason. Well, to be fair, Ted, guys did get hurt back in the day. I mean, it's not like this is a new phenomenon in the NBA. Players have always gotten hurt in the NBA, and you don't often remember it, though. See, this is always my argument, and you know, we rant about this. The Phoenix Suns are a great example, and I'm going to point this out in a future monologue. The Suns are not really all that good, but they've been in the right place at the right time, right? I think they probably would have beaten the Lakers anyway, but it made a hell of a lot easier with Anthony Davis not there. And now the Denver Nuggets without Jamal Murray, everything is setting up for the Phoenix Suns. And in the moment, you know that, but years from now, people aren't going to bring it up. Just like the Toronto Raptors, they win the championship because of injuries to Golden State, but in the moment, you remember that, and then 5-10 years down the line, you're not going to remember it. So that's just the way it is. The way it is. Let's see, page down here. Justin writes in, A-plus monologue, same ankle he stepped on. Lucky is the one he injured. Lucky with the one he injured, he said. Rob in Vegas, he chimes in. All these people on the Maller Militia sending messages via Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. He says, excellent monologue, Benny. I'm going to start the week by giving you an A-. The Brooklyn Nets can go straight to hell. These injuries continue to clear the path for the people's team, the Clippers, to rise up and win the NBA championship. This is, well, good job by you, Rob. I had to edit that last part, but good job by you. Solid. Hardworking Patriot writes and says, 9 out of 10 on the panic scale for the Nets. Way too high. way too high. They are a far better team than the Bucks. Giannis is too easy to gang up on in the playoffs. He simply can't hit a jumper to keep defenses honest. Look out for a huge game for Joe Harris in Game 5. Listen, good luck. Here's what you do. Hardworking Patriot. You go bet your money on Joe Harris, okay? And I agree, Giannis has weaknesses. He's got flaws in his game. I think we pointed that out, the foul shooting. He got the yips there at the foul line. He's not a very good outside shooter. But it doesn't matter if you can't stop him from getting towards the basket. And without Kyrie Irving and with Harden, who hasn't played, then they're not good. The Milwaukee Bucks are equal to the Nets, and I would say better than the Nets, without Kyrie and Harden. Right, and the Bucks aren't that good, but they're better than the Nets, sans Kyrie, and sans Harden.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did see this from the world of baseball. Ben, the Blue Jays beat up on the Red Sox.
They're not the Blue Jays. Where do they play? Where do they play, Eddie?
They're still the Blue Jays.
They're in Buffalo. They don't play in Toronto. They're in Buffalo.
They're still called the Blue
Canada
Jays.
Canada kicked them out of the country 2 years ago. They haven't been in Toronto.
So the Blue Jays hitting those hit eight home runs in that 18-4 win. That is the most home runs ever hit by a visiting team at Fenway Park, which is only 109 years old. So a historic day. Yeah.
Well,
for the
every guy on the Toronto Blue Jays, the Buffalo Blue Jays, goes out there and swings from their heels trying to hit home runs.
Well, apparently, it worked.
Yeah. Should try to hit a home run occasionally, or not hit a home run. Try to get a base hit, a regular hit.
Well, they kind of worked out for them in this one.
Yeah. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on and on and on, bloviating the overnight hours away. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. Discover something brighter. Be part of that. Let's see. The FSR fact check account says, I'm a good looking guy, quoting me, analysis. Objectively, there are no possible arguments to the contrary. See, that's good. That proves that the FSR fact checking account occasionally is accurate. Occasionally, they are accurate. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about the story's been bouncing around here that claims of getting this close, you can't see my finger, but this close to a mega, 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 mega team in the NBA, that while Giannis Antetokounmpo is locked in, he re-signed on the dotted line with the Milwaukee Bucks, supposedly a rival NBA front office personnel were very concerned, and that Giannis had his eyes on one team in particular that he was looking to relocate, to sign an extension, or a new contract, rather. He signed the extension with Milwaukee, signed a new contract with Team X. Did you see which team Team X is? Did you see this? Did you see the report? That Antetokounmpo had considered joining one of his other buddies who's a superstar in the NBA, and to form a new super team. And that buddy is none other than Luka. Yeah. So they could play the Luka song, and they could get the Greek Freak tune, Luka and the Freak. Luka and the Freak.
My name is Luka.
And I lost to the Clippers twice in the playoffs. Larry Bird never lost to the Clippers in the playoffs. Michael Jordan never lost to the Clippers in the playoffs. Magic Johnson never lost. LeBron's never lost to the Clippers in the playoffs. Kobe Bryant never lost to the Clippers in the playoffs. Luka's done it twice. Twice.
My name is Luka.
Yeah. Yeah. God's gift to the NBA, Luka Doncic, has lost to my Clippers twice in the playoffs. And never forget that. Never forget that. Anyway, so the story was, one of these after the fact, what might have been, which is great if you've ever been to a sports journalism class. If you're planning on becoming a sports journalist, it's perfect because no matter what happens, you can say, well, this might have happened. It's like Twilight Zone reporting, right? Twilight Zone reporting. You say, well, in a parallel dimension, this is what happened or what almost happened. And oh my God, can you believe if that had happened? How crazy would that be? Holy crapoli. My God, what an amazing turn of events that would be. The burner account writes in from Parts Unknown, says, Benjamin, how about that fraud? Kevin Durant, not so fun when you don't have superstars around you, huh? All that flexing he did in game one and two, another super team he's involved with goes down. What a disappointment. I did want to mention, I saw this on TNT last week. I don't think I mentioned it on the show. One of my favorite basketball bloopers Kevin Durant was a part of. It was JaVale McGee Comedy Gold. And it happened in the postseason. We should have talked about it on the show. It's a bad job by us. But Kevin Durant was inbounding the ball. You see this? Kevin Durant's inbounding the ball, and he throws it over his head and hits the back of the backboard. and it caroms back. Yeah. Like Kevin Durant, one of the top five players in the NBA. The ball hits the back of the glass and flies back out of bounds. That's a turnover, by the way. You want to know what happened? That's a turnover. The ball goes to the other team. How great is that, though? Huh. That's like something you would see the Bad News Bears do. Like that's like the backwards we suck kind of situation. And boy, that was, I laugh, man. Some of these bloopers are like, whatever. The JaVale McGee, when he's running the wrong direction and everyone's running the other way, that gets me every time. I've seen it a million times, and I still laugh my ass off when McGee's going one direction. Everyone and the referees are running the other direction, and he's running the wrong direction. I just can't stop laughing every time I see it. It's comedy gold. It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's easy to find. But this is pretty good. This reminds me of some terrible basketball I remember watching years and years and years ago, back in the day. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We're going to have the NBA playoff pick'em. The NBA playoff pick, and we'll get to that. Here is the Who Am I game. It's where we pretend to be somebody else in a blatant attempt to convince you to listen a couple minutes longer. It's a Who Am I game is what it is. All right, here it is. Here we go.
Who?
It's the Who Am I game. All right, I once had six straight playoff games in which I made at least 10 field goals and 10 foul shots. The longest streak in NBA postseason history. Again, I once had a six-game playoff stretch in which I made at least 10 field goals and 10 foul shots, the longest such streak in NBA postseason history. Who am I? That is the question. The answer, next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, he's in the studios. It's Ben Maller.
You keep lying, Eddie, to the people. Do not do that. I'm much too important. I'm like these other guys. I just do it from the house.
Hey, Roberto, are you looking into the studio right now?
Yes, I am.
What do you see?
Ben Maller!
There he is!
Nah, he's lying. That's not true. Fake news. Come on, you're a Dodger fan. You're not supposed to lie. That's Astros fans. The Astros. Anyway, here it is, the Who Am I game. We'll have the NBA pick'em coming up momentarily. Here's the Who Am I game. I once had six straight playoff games in which I made at least 10 field goals and 10 foul shots, the longest such streak in NBA postseason history. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And we'll find out right now. Does anyone know the answer? And many people attempt to answer. Let's see. Page down here. Luke the Vending Guy says Pee Wee Herman. Mr. Nice Guy in the Bay Area going with Resi Klops as his answer. Brad Lowhouse from Arik in Minnesota. Timberwolves legend Brad Lowhouse and Celtics legend. Chris in Des Moines, who strategically placed the Maller Militia sticker. We are being represented at a fine dining and drinking establishment there in the greater Des Moines area. So we thank Chris for that. He's got Jeff Malone. Ribman sent out a bunch of these bumper stickers. I had nothing to do with it. And they're popping up in random places. It's cool. I can't endorse that because it'd be wrong. I think it is vandalism. But it is cool. Anyway, Robbie the Mariner fan says, Kim Jong James. Rob the Goatman sent him, right? Goatman sent him out to people. Who else do we have? Rob in Vegas is going with Rated R Superstar Edge as his answer. Page down. Maller prop guy going with Clipper great Earl Boykins. Oh, I liked Earl Boykins. He was good. Earl Boykins looked like a glitch on a video game. Just like Kyler Murray looks like that in football. Like, you're not supposed to be out there because you're too small. And Earl Boykins playing basketball. But he was actually pretty good. Miguel on Fire says Spud Webb is the pick. Who else? Jimmy from Maine going with Mike North as his answer. Mr. Luciano says Andre the Giant. Just Josh in Cincinnati checks in with Ben Wallace as his selection. Terry in England going with who is Kyrie's ankle as his answer. 00 Mexican checks in with Rick Barry. Keith in NorCal. Michael Oluwakandi. Jason in Denver says NBA superstar Jeff Green is the answer. All right, do you have an answer, Eddie? Quickly, please.
Former Dallas Mavericks legend Wang Zhizhi.
Wang Zhizhi. Whee! No, that is incorrect. Incorrect. All right, the correct answer, Eddie, is, believe it or not, Shaquille O'Neal. Now, keep in mind, he missed a bunch of foul shots each of those games to get to 10, but he did get 10 foul shots and 10 field goals in 6 consecutive postseason games. Took him a lot of effort to get the field goals he made most of, but it was the foul shots that was problematic. That was always the rub on that, but the answer is Shaquille O'Neal. Who, I give him credit. I thought when Shaq joined TNT, I was like, I don't know. I just need my Barkley. I need my Kenny Smith. I don't need Shaq. Just like when they had other guys, and I don't need those. But I think Shaq's done pretty well. I think Shaq fit in. Took him a little while to find his sweet spot, but Shaq's there.
Shaq's done pretty well in everything. I don't know if you've seen it. He's everywhere. That
financial?
Guy.
Yeah.
You know, I love those general commercials. Yeah. Those are amazing.
I have a great Shaq story, but I can't tell it right now, unfortunately, because we have to get to, I'll tell it next hour. I mean, remind me. All right, here we go. Time now for the NBA Pick'em. I have no idea what the order is. We're having shockingly computer issues here.
that explains why you haven't gotten the phone.
Coop, it says there's no calls, Coop. I can't.
Really?
Yes, the call. Everything's black in here. I don't know what's going on. All right.
Too bad you're not still at home, I guess.
I know. It worked when we were at the studio. Just send me it on how you usually did it, Coop, on the old-fashioned way.
Anyway. I'm not even logged in, so I get, you can go first.
All right. I'll go first. Who really cares at this point?
Nobody.
All right, with the first pick, Joel Embiid.
Come on, Clipper Homer.
No, that's not Clipper. That's a good pick. Come on, hurry up.
Roberto.
I go with Paul George.
Hey, playoff B.
Good
pick.
Rudy Gobert.
Eddie, back-to-back, Eddie.
Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell.
All right.
Boom, I win.
Coop, hurry up.
Ben Simmons.
All right, go ahead.
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh,
jinx,
two
Clippers. Jinx.
Oh, I got Bojan Bogdanovic. I'll put a jinx on him. And Tobias Harris. Who else? Hurry up.
Clint Capella.
Reggie Jackson. Jinx.
Reggie.
Seth Curry.
You're done, Eddie. Come on.